It's Wild Cards. It's not Amelia Bonner. It's Paul Senior in the chair today for Amelia, who's running around New York, I think, having a lovely time. It's the show where you vote on our Twitter account for different topics, but the first one that should be is current LFC. I'm joined to discuss them. Dan Austin, Dan Morgan, Mike Kearney, Andy Heaton and Anna Walsh. And the first topic is about the new kit deal, Dan, which I know you were so pleased to hear about. So I thought I'd come to you first.
I think that you, like, instead of it being some sort of American corporate conglomerate, they should support local businesses.
Ethel Austin's.
And I think that they should do a tender, basically, where any local supplier of clothes, manufacturer of clothes, can bid to make the kit. So my personal hope would be that the winner of that tender process would be the leather shop in Central Station. Because I don't know what business it's up to. I don't know how it's still there. And I would like to secure its future, because no matter what's going on in them walls, I've never been in and I never will.
Almost definitely survive Brexit.
No matter what, it's a Liverpool institution and we need to take care of it. So if we can fuck New Balance off, no mention of Nike, three stripes are gone. If we can get a home away third done by the leather shop in Central, I'll be all over it.
It's the that's the last leather shop standing, by the way. There was a family owned. There was at some point, 1.6, including one in Preston Station. And new knowledge, I see all these eyes.
Why only in train stations? Who's getting like the fucking 3:39 to St. Michael's and thinks, you know what, I really need a biker jacket?
I need a gimp mask.
I need a jacket for my bike. Yeah. But
there was one in Preston, and there was one in Manchester Piccadilly or just outside Manchester.
We're finding out it's target market right now, aren't we?
Oh yeah. Well, no, even the one in Piccadilly's gone. So the one in Central very much is an institution, because it's the last one that there is.
Have you seen they've actually got that white, black and red like motorcycle outfit that's been in there, honestly, since I was a child. It's been there for 20 years. No fuckers bought it and they're still trying to flog it. And maybe if they get a bit of, you know, tourism off the back of signing a multi-year kit deal with Liverpool Football Club, we'll finally flog that biker suit.
And what do you think about the leather ads?
Well, my thing around, if I was to like choose a kit thing, I would say it'd be like, you know, like a school uniform, a really lax school. So every player kind of gets to customise their kit a little bit.
So you're saying Virgil van Dijk in a short skirt?
So what if that's what he wants to wear? I think for all of them, you know, like you go, oh, well, I'll have like a slightly short skirt, or pull my socks up, or I'll wear this kind of cardigan or blazer. It'd be a bit like that, so it'd be kind of like, you know, so-and-so wants a shirt that's a bit more like retro, or